Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlemagne, say the gang, dunk it on the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Mr. Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 23rd, goes to a 29-year-old fugitive named Jose Sims, all right? And I'm going to give a little donkey, a little he, to Lieutenant Brett Johnson in the Torrington Police Department. Now, Jose may be listening to me because authorities believe he's somewhere in New York right now. Okay, Jose has 4 warrants for failure to appear in court first degree and 3 warrants for failure to appear in court second degree. So that's 7 warrants total for Jose Sims. Now, we live in a different world, people. Well, at least those of us who are a certain age, it's actually a great thing to see, you know, how different life is now. And it's great to see how people are so different from how we grew up. But when I grew up and you had warrants, you ducked the police, okay? And when I say duck the police, I mean duck the police. You hid out as best you can. You tried to avoid the jail at all costs because, you know, once you went in, especially if you didn't have any money, you was going to have to sit for a while, especially if it was for child support. Lord have mercy. If you had a warrant, you know, you simply went and turned yourself in because you didn't want the police coming to your parents' house, your grandma's house, your baby mama house, or wherever your last place of residency was. Well, those days are over because now when people have 7 warrants, they call police to negotiate. And apparently police in Connecticut are willing to meet the demands of these fugitives. Now, I have watched a lot of movies and I've seen criminals make crazy demands, especially when it's a hostage situation. But it's usually something that makes sense, like money. Okay, money in a plane or a helicopter to get the hell out of there. Okay, tangible things that you can use and, you know, go and live a great life if you escape the police. But keep in mind, Jose is a new breed. Okay, when I'm not on the radio, I call him new niggers, new N-words. All right, so his request is something I've never heard before, but I guess something we got to get used to in this era. Let's go to WTIC Fox 61 for the report, please.
One local police department is taking quite the unique approach trying to get a wanted man.
And they need your help to do it. Now, take a look here. This is 29-year-old Jose Sims. Torrington police say he is wanted on 7 arrest warrants after he repeatedly did not show up for a court appearance. But, and this is bizarre, Sims apparently told police he will turn himself in if enough people respond to his wanted poster on Torrington Police's Facebook page. And then they negotiated this. Police said, hey, 10,000 likes maybe. Sims said, no, I want 20,000. So they met in the middle, apparently settled on 15,000 likes. Right now, the post has about 11,000 likes. So 4,000 more, and the guy will turn himself in.
I think he's at 17,000 now.
Oh, so he got to turn himself in?
But he hasn't yet.
Oh. Seriously, why? Why does Jose want this? Why are the police in Connecticut and complying with this? Okay, a man cannot survive on likes alone. You got kids, Jose? Because if you do, your shorty can't eat no likes, dog. Now, I need to know why Connecticut police think this is okay. Clearly, this guy didn't skip a court date for anything of any importance, okay? I would hate to think he had to be in court for something serious and CT police playing friendly with this guy, you know, getting his Facebook lit. All right, listen, Jose, I know you somewhere out there right now thinking your life is popping because you're getting all these likes, got the most likes you ever got in your life for a picture, but those likes are not going to pay your lawyer fees, all right? Those likes are not going to pay your bail, okay? Those likes aren't going to do a damn thing to you, but give you a false sense of confidence. You think you're popping, but you're not, all right? Nobody in jail going to care how many likes you got, sir. Not to mention, you're wanted. You're a fugitive. Fugitives are not supposed to bring attention to themselves, all right? Do you think I pay attention to wanted posters? Seriously, do y'all pay attention to wanted posters, wanted billboards and stuff like that?
No. I look at them.
I don't.
And you just see the big wanted thing, but yeah. I'm driving. I ain't got time to look and see who that really is.
I don't.
But guess what, Jose? I paid attention to yours. I know exactly what you look like because you have brought all this attention to your mugshot, all right? I hope they give you a day in jail for every like you get. How many likes you got so far?
Over 20,000.
20,000 days in jail.
Wow.
All right.
He should have shot higher.
I want your bail to be based off your likes. All right. However many likes you get, that should be your bail and multiply it times 10. All right. And if there's a reward for your arrest, I want in. All right. Everybody reach out and touch 1-800-1-860-489-2000. You know the whereabouts of Jose Sims. I know you know what he looked like because everybody went to his page to go like the picture, and I know everybody knows what he looks like. Okay, he looked like Radames from Juice. Mm-mm. All right? That's what he looks like. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Jose Sims the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of
he should have said like 50,000 likes or something.
It'll get that.
I think so.
The donkey of the day.
You should have said follows. And follow me, not just likes.
This update from the City of Torrington Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lieutenant Johnson. We are getting a lot of inquiries as to if Mr. Sims has turned himself in yet. As of now, he has not. We will update the post again when he does turn himself in. Thank you to everyone who liked the post and messaged us with info. It's all appreciated.
Let me like it.
You'll like it?
Okay, it's at 22,000.
You know what? These police might be smarter than I'm giving them credit for. They might have did this on purpose.
Why?
Just because they know everybody will go look at his wanted picture and everybody will see him, so they're making him famous. So being that they're making him famous, he really has nowhere to go.
Mm.
Not famous. Infamous. I don't want to say the word. He's not famous. He's infamous. So they're making him infamous, so he really has nowhere to go.
Well, I'm hoping that they also stream everything when he turns himself in on Facebook Live.
Why not? Give him what he wants.
My goodness. All right. Well, that was Donkey of the Day.
Show him crying when he can't make bail.
All right, Charlamagne. Thank you for that Donkey of the Day.
Thank you, you beige bully.
Bully? All right. When
okay,
we come back positive,
my beige
note,
brethren.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good
beige bay. Beige bottom.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.